This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, folks. I just want to let you know, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, if we go over to Jeremiah 1, we can see first and foremost that the Lord said to Jeremiah, "See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdom to root out and pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build up and to plant." That is law to grace. Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, and we can take it upon line upon line, precept upon precept. The Lord said in verse 16, Jeremiah 1, "I will utter my judgments against them touching all their wickedness who have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods and worshipped the works of their own hands." This is what the Lord said to Jeremiah. Verse 17, "Thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee." And then he said, "Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee." He said, "For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city and an iron pillar and a brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah and against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof and against the people of the land." And he said to the prophetic, the prophet of the day, "And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord God, to deliver thee." Notice that Jeremiah and the prophets, not of old alone, but as in the present today, the prophetic today is doing the exact same thing. They're confronting the corruption in the church, and they're confronting the corruption in the government. That's what prophets are sent to do. And keep in mind, if you go to 1 Corinthians 12:28, it says, "First the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher." Why is the professed church in America in trouble? They have the pastor leading the church, who has no business leading the church. The only time that the pastor is even brought up in the New Testament is found in Ephesians chapter 4, one time. So how was it that instead of the apostle and the prophet and the teacher leading the church and the globe by the Spirit of God, how is it that they have the pastors doing what the apostle, prophet, and teacher are supposed to be doing? If you'd like to challenge this at any time, please do, because we're going to stick to the Word of God and the Constitution. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, today what we're going to be talking about is we're going to take this slowly, dealing with the warmongers, American politicians. I'm going to go back and I'm going to show you history. Hermann Göring, one of the mass murders under Adolf Hitler. Just to show you in the present that history repeats itself. If men do not learn from history, listen to what he said. He said the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. He said that's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for their lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. Remember, after September 11th, 2001, George Bush said, "Either you're with us or you're with the terrorists." Listen to what he said. Hermann Göring. That is easy. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked. You've been told that you're under attack for the last 15 years. And who are they attacking, America? You. And who's doing it? Your representatives that have sold you out to foreign countries that mean to destroy you. And what I'm going to do over the next 2 hours is I'm going to go over the headlines just last week in the United States of America, and you tell me, America, my lines will be open up for 2 hours. You tell me who's doing the attacking. Furthermore, understand this is Numbers 32:23. Your sin is finding you out. I also want to tell you in the natural, because remember, Jesus always spoke in the natural when he taught spiritual lessons. They were parables. But I want you to understand this, friends, that which you are seeing today through your representatives and the evils of which you've allowed your representatives to commit, your tolerance really is what it comes to, that what you're seeing today is a manifestation of what politicians can no longer cover. Now they are simply doing it in the light of day without the fear of consequence. Do you understand what I'm telling you right now? What's going on in your country is a manifestation of the crimes of your representatives that they can no longer cover. And keep in mind, Scripture tells us there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. So what we're going to be talking about during the next segment and the next hour and 45 minutes is deal with the warmongers. The law's on your side, America. And I'm talking about the American politicians who are selling you down the river to your foreign enemies, and you better bet your bottom dollar what I'm telling you is exactly what Jesus told us to do when he said, judge them by their fruit in Matthew 7, and that's exactly what I'm going to show you is their fruit today. Now, aside of that, I want to give you a quick shout out to our friends out in Fort Payne, Alabama, WFPA 1400 AM. Hey, James Wallace, general manager out there, we just wanted to high-five you, tell you thank you very much for your trust, and welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And again, we will not let you down. We are taking this responsibly. We are taking this as an obligation first before God and then man. By this, we know that we love God by the fact that we keep his commandments and love his children as well, 1 John 2:5. So I just wanted to give you a quick shout-out, James Wallace, general manager at WFPA 1400 AM, Fort Payne, Alabama. Welcome aboard. Thank you for your trust, my friends. Folks, I also wanted to let you know that if you want to jump online at any time, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another again. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can check those out. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean EE. We got about 503,000 friends that are interacting on a daily basis. We appreciate you. There's a whole lot of people in this country that are awake. They understand the Gadsden flag. The Gadsden flag is what the revolutionaries use and what the Tea Partiers are using today because they understand who they are and where they came from. Therefore, they are equipped to go forward and lead the way as they follow the Christ, John 14:6 and 1 Corinthians 11:1. Keep in mind that Gadsden flag, friends, has a coiled up snake ready to basically strike at any moment. Notice the snake's eyes are always open, and then it says right under the Gadsden flag, it says, don't tread on me, and there is a reason for that, because America, that's your forefathers. And what they left you is you're still here 240 years later, friends. Experience the freedom that they sacrificed themselves to give unto you. John 15:13. We're going to pick it up right after the other side of the show. By the way, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean EE, or my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1 EE, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, I kid you negative. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It truly is. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You just can't make that kind of stuff up. And there's a whole lot of foolish people in this country. And there's a very small portion of those that are actually awake and understand the issues at hand. There's a whole lot of people in this country that are not paying attention to the fruit on the tree. What we're going to talk about right now is dealing with the warmongers. Who are the warmongers in your country, America? I have that question to ask you. 1-866-582-9933. Who's creating all of this chaos? Deal with the warmongers. I'm about ready to show you that. Because when you talk about the warmongers in this country, I'll tell you what, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree of this corrupt foreign agent in the People's White House. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked, you are, America, and denounce the pacifists for not joining the gang. In other words, not following blindly behind them that call your representatives. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce them as pacifists for their lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. Who said that? That was Hermann Göring. A mass murderer under Adolf Hitler. Is this what you're seeing today? Because I want to let those who have not yet figured out that the game that's being played out between the Democrats and the Republicans concerning America's welfare, it's not the parties contending with one another. It is the globalists contending with the American people in the guise as your representatives. Read Proverbs 26:28 when you get a moment. Did you hear what I said? Folks, this isn't the Democrats and the Republicans contending one with another. Because every time they contend, you lose another right that you forfeited because your rights are not taken away. They're forfeited. Read the Declaration of Independence. Understand, your rights come from God. They come not from the generosity or the hand of the state, said John F. Kennedy. They come from the hand of God. So if you lose your rights, keep in mind you forfeited your rights. God gives rights. The states give privileges. And it goes down to the presupposition that God is and what you believe American government is established upon. And let me tell you what it's established upon. Government came from God. Read the Declaration of Independence. Those that serve we, the people, again, derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. So again, when you complain about government, you're complaining about what you're allowing them to do with the rights that God has bestowed upon you. It's your reflection. That's the easiest way to say it. So again, keep in mind the Democrats and the Republicans, they're not contending with each other. It's the globalists in the guise of the Democrats and the Republicans that are at war with you because it's your representatives that are assailing you on a 24/7 basis. This isn't a foreign enemy, America, though it is. This is an American government, might I put it this way. This is an American government. This is your representatives failing to uphold the Constitution that they, what they swore that they would uphold against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, where they're selling you out to special interest groups who are foreign to your government, and they are attacking your freedoms through your representatives that you tolerate, America. It's the best way to say it. And it's true. It's right on the smack. See, the real threat to you and your freedoms in America does not come from those hiding out in caves, wearing turbans on their heads, yelling, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It's coming from men and women wearing suits and ties in Washington, D.C. that are selling you out. They're selling you out. And furthermore, you know this. And to prove my point, I'm going to get to the headlines across the United States of America just over the last week. I gave you part one on Thursday. I gave you part two on Friday. I'm going to give you part one and part two today. But I want you to understand that I'm not doing this show today as, I didn't come up with any content or I had nothing to talk about. No, this is what matters. And furthermore, my content doesn't come from myself. It comes from the Spirit of God. I get my daily downloads by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be shouting me down saying, Brother Dean, bring it down. Bring it down, Brother Dean. This is the headlines across the United States of America just over the last week. Hey, folks, when you listen to the news, what do? They continuously push and push and push their propaganda, don't they? Hey, here I can give you a case in point real quick. Do you know that just over the last couple days, concerning Trump tape and Clinton tape, WikiLeaks, that convenient WikiLeaks, isn't it interesting how he gets global support from the state-controlled narrative whenever he wants to drop a bomb on you, America? But yet he's supposed to be an enemy to the government, but yet the narrative opens the door for the likes of Julian Assange and or Edward Snowden at any time, and then they broadcast it globally. Boy, that works for the agenda, doesn't it? Yeah, it's called controlled opposition. It's called controlled opposition. But if you're caught up in the dog and pony show, I want you to listen carefully. The Trump show, the Trump tape that was just recently released upon the people concerning Donald Trump's filthy, rotten heart. You know, out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So we know what's in his heart. And though it's 11 years old, that's great. But keep in mind, we're talking about a guy that has no need of godly repentance. He said he has no need to repent. Well, I'm kind of curious then, whose kid is he? Well, scripturally, he's not God's. He's an enemy to God, and he needs to repent. That's the first prerequisite to being born again, John 3:3. That is scriptural, friends. But if you're caught up into the dog and pony show, here you go. Do you know that the Trump tape has been played over and over and over on ABC, CBS, and NBC coverage continuously for over 198 minutes. Donald Trump. Did you know that Hillary Clinton's recent scandal, on top of her other scandals, a plethora of them, do you know that the Clinton WikiLeaks on ABC, CBS, and NBC, the coverage, they've only covered it for 13 minutes. I said 13 minutes. You better understand, you have a foreign enemy, folks, working to destroy your country through these representatives. And they are not representatives, and they've been exposed for crime over and over again, over and over again, but yet, America, they're still there. Whose fault would that be? Let's go to recent headlines. Here's one for you. Pentagon blows $500 million plus, listen carefully, the Pentagon, the Defense Department of the United States of America, blows $500 million plus on fake Al-Qaeda videos. Don't ever tell me I did not tell you. I've been telling you for a long time. Matter of fact, folks, I just got another email just the other day. I watched your video series called My War. He said, I noticed that what you've been talking about for 10 years now is exactly what we're dealing with today. I said, you better bet your bottom dollar. I said, God is faithful. Is he not? But the question is are we faithful to God to receive the message, to give it to the people? I've been telling you this for a long time, folks. And by the way, when you go back to your forefathers, namely James Madison, he said if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. You don't have a foreign enemy, folks. The only foreign enemy that you have within is the foreign agent in the People's White House. Like it or not, it's a fact. And the American people have known this for 7 3/4 years, yet they allow him to remain there, and they allow him to go unindicted and unimpeached. Article 2, Section 4. So you can't blame anybody else for what's going on here, America. You're tolerating these crimes. But the Pentagon blows $500 million plus on fake Al-Qaeda videos. On fake Al-Qaeda videos. As a matter of fact, just to prove the point, you do know that just today, again, the WikiLeaks, conveniently used by the state-controlled narrative who's supposed to be anti-government, now he's exposing the crimes of those that call themselves government, or at least that's what he's coming across to be. WikiLeaks bombshell. Hillary has been funding ISIS. Of course she has. This is the same woman that laughed concerning the four men that were killed in Benghazi. This is the same family. By the way, Barack Hussein Obama's administration is Hillary Clinton's administration, and she wants it back because she knows those in that administration are tried and true in their crimes concerning we the people. But America, you already knew that. You already knew that. And again, I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about yours. And this comes to my aid right now. If this, what's taking place in the United States of America today, if it was happening to a third world country, you would demand your government to deal with that tyrant in that prospective country. But because it's in your own backyard, for some reason, you feel it's surreal. It's not really happening. Let me tell you something, friends. I'm giving you recent headlines just over the last week in the United States of America, across the boards. So we have Pentagon blows $500 million plus on Al-Qaeda and their fake videos. Here, let me give you another headline.
SolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked. Denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism. Hey, folks, that's all you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked while you sit back and watch the President of the United States of America fundamentally transform your country, open your border. By the way, sue governors, open your borders to those that mean to plunder, to rape your women, to rape your children, to, if you don't understand Cliven Plowart, go ahead, go ahead online, check it out. They mean to overbear the system so it breaks, folks. And they're doing this globally right now. But again, that's all they have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists of patriotism and expose the country to danger. But again, keep in mind, just tell them that they're under attack, and what we'll do is we'll open the way for those that mean to destroy the country. That's what's been happening in this country since September 11th. It's exactly what's been happening. Just tell them they're being attacked. And what they don't realize is we're the ones that are doing it. We're called the representatives. And we've seen them do it every step of the way in this country, folks. Deal with the warmongers. That's what we're talking about right now. And again, to prove my point, check out some more recent headlines across the United States of America. A judge tells states that they must take in Syrian refugees, the same people that are responsible for plundering France and Germany and Belgium. a judge in the United States. Folks, who is this? Who's assailing you, America? Going back to the Pentagon, who's assailing you? Who's creating false and fake Al-Qaeda videos to scare you into submission? Who's doing it, America? Is it a foreign government or is it your government? Again, going to the judge just recently that tells the states they must take Syrian refugees. Folks, read Article 3, Section 1. This judge needs to be removed. If he's not sitting towards and in good behavior, then you are to remove him. His job is to discover and apply law, not to create law. Not to sell your country and your freedoms out to the highest bidder. That's exactly what these people are doing. And they're using the Muslims to do this, friends. The Muslims are now being used as a political battering ram because you gave the homosexuals a pass. The judge tells states they must take in Syrian refugees. Folks, illegal, unconstitutional. Pentagon blows $500 million plus on fake Al-Qaeda videos. Folks, are they not to be held accountable for that? Absolutely. Headlines across the United States of America just over the last week. Obama administration proposes plans for Americans to adopt and sponsor Muslim immigrations into the United States of America. Guess who's going to be doing that, friends? Those that call themselves professed Christians in this country. Maybe those professed Christians in America may want to take a look overseas as to how it worked out for them. I mean, folks, these Muslims are taking over their homes, their jobs. It reminds me of Judgment Upon a Nation, when the Lord said, "They'll be made the head and you'll be made the tail." That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's either the Word of God or it's either, folks, the bayonet. There is no in-between. Another headline, former CIA officer. Listen to this. In the United States of America, most terrorists are false flag terrorists or are created by our own security services. Of course they are. Of course they are. And as I shared yesterday, folks, who has the DHS defined as the terrorist? You, America. You that might resist the New World Order. Remember what the pedophile that's been sitting at every presidential table in administration since Nixon that I know of, you have there none other than Mr. Kissinger. He said anybody that resists the New World Order is a terrorist. He defined it. There you have it right there. Again, former CIA officer comes out and tells the truth because there's good people in those organizations, just like the FBI. For those that do not know, there are those in the FBI right now that are talking about revolt because they see James Comey covering for the crimes of Hillary Clinton, who is doing the act and committing the act of treason with the likes of the Russians right now. Folks, this stuff that's going on between Russia and China right now, you know, because you're hearing now, and again, I've been forewarning you this for 15 years. Keep your eye on Russia and China. Well, you watch the President of the United States of America within try to create domestic insurrection. That is a communist manifesto tactic. That's what he's doing. He's allied with your sworn enemies, America. So don't get caught up in that America and Russia are going to war and America and Russia and China are going to go to war. No, folks, what's happening is your representatives are going to get caught in it sooner or later, and there's going to be a real war that none of them can no longer control because it's going to get out of hand. That's what is going to happen. But keep in mind, this little game going on between Putin and Hillary, Putin and Obama, keep in mind they're doing business together. And the same thing with the Chinese, Harry Reid and the Chinese, they're all committing the act of treason against you, America. Don't forget that. This isn't coming from, folks, without. It's coming from within. Because you can never be destroyed from within. You can only be destroyed from without. I'm sorry. Forgive me. You can only, if we falter and fail, it's because we destroyed ourselves, Abraham Lincoln said. He's exactly right. Forgive me. That's exactly right. We're doing this to ourselves. Nobody's doing this, folks, that they can go, hey, folks, what's happening to you right now? A foreign enemy could only dream of what your representatives have done to you. Do you understand what I'm telling you? What is happening to your country today Your foreign enemies could have never, ever in a million years done what they have done today without the help of the representatives that are being used to sell you down the river. And keep in mind, this is how it happens. It was like when Jesus was kissed by Judas, who betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. And so it is. And so it is. They keep blaming everybody else when, in fact, folks, they're the ones responsible for assailing you, the American people. Let's go to the next headline across the United States of America. The Department of Homeland Security, which, by the way, is stacked with Muslim Brotherhood operatives. They're your sworn enemies. A DHS memo acknowledges the fact that refugees and fraud is happening in the United States of America. Of course it is. This is how they plunder. This is how they're going to plunder you, America. And by the way, this all comes back to the fact that your sin is finding you out. This is before God. Remember what John Calvin said. When he means God means to destroy a nation or judge a nation, he appoints wicked rulers over them. Read Leviticus 26, verse 16. He said, I will appoint those over you that hate you. As a matter of fact, the Lord said, I will appoint over you terror. This should put a shiver up the backs of the enemies like the Nebuchadnezzar, who thought they were above everything when in fact they were in charge. They weren't in charge of nothing. God was using Nebuchadnezzar to chastise his children, and if they don't want to listen to chastisement, then judgment comes, and that's why it's raining judgment. What's next? The sword. That's what's coming next. The sword. Sons of Liberty. Oh, I'm sorry. Another headline going across the United States of America. Did you know this was published in the United States that there was a major Swedish columnist, Cecilia Hagen? She said anybody who does not support Islam and Muslims is a rat. And listen to what she said, and needs to be exterminated. This is why they're using the Muslims. They want to establish Islam globally so they can kill at will. You can mark my words on it, friends. You want to talk about arbitrary government? You want to talk about, let me go to biblical talk? You want to talk about the children of the flesh? You want to talk about Ishmael, friends? This is Islam. You want to talk about an unjust system? Well, if you don't want to listen to God, then I'll tell you what, you're going to listen to unjust tyrants. You know what the fact of the matter is, friends? No matter where I go in the United States of America, I'll ask people, have you ever heard of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com? 90% of the hands go up in the room. Yeah, I listen to you guys all the time, no matter where I go. But when I call, or when I put the call number out there for you to call in and weigh in, what is it? Is it good enough for me and my wife and my four boys to lay our necks out for the good of the rest of the people? But when it's time for people to call in and weigh in on the issues concerning what's going on in your country, you're just too afraid to do it because they might catch your number. Folks, let them have your number. Let them know you're awake. Folks, because I want to tell you something. Your enemy is more afraid of that than anything else. He's more afraid, and they are more afraid of you speaking out against their crimes than anything else. And I want to tell you what they're more afraid of than that. Preachers that are anointed by the Holy Ghost. That's why they're attacking the Christian faith constantly. And I'll tell you what, they're doing the church a favor because you're seeing people in droves departing from the faith. And I want to tell you why they depart from the faith, because they never had the faith. I can tell you those that are born of the Spirit of God by the fruit that they bear. Hey, folks, give us a call. Weigh in. Want to hear what you have to say. All you brave souls out there. And I can almost bet you I'm going to get a woman calling in, because I see across the boards women doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry, because the men fail to do what they're called to do. They're too tied up watching football. 1-866-582-9933, talking about deal with the warmongers. Who are the warmongers, America? Well, we're finding out just over the last week. Who's creating all this chaos? It's your representatives. Folks, deal with the American politicians. Oh, folks, I'm just getting started here. I was just highlighting 1-866, by the way, 582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting major Swedish columnist Cecilia Hagen. She said anybody who does not support Islam and Muslims is a rat and needs to be exterminated. Boy, that is from the pit of hell, is it not? Why would she say something like that? Because that's what they're trying to establish through the UN. They want global Islam because they want to control behind the masses. You need to understand the system in which is in place, Father, or friends. And it's interesting, Jesus Christ was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And all those Christians in this country, you'd think you'd do your job and start calling it down so we can kick the hell out and get to heaven in.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Era, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily, as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I'm pulling up a quote right now from General Douglas MacArthur. I was going to bring it up yesterday on Friday's show, and I totally spaced it. Forgive me. It's probably the first time maybe I spaced it that I've done it twice now in 15 years. But for those that were listening yesterday, and I promised to bring up this quote, I want you to listen to this because, again, this has been going on in this country for a long, long time to get it to the point as to where we're at today. But General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957, "Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear." Not the fear of God, but a filial fear, to just follow the lead. Listen to what he said. "Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear." Remember what Congressman McDermott said after September 11th. And he was talking about the gauge that they were using. If you see anything, say something. Remember that? Well, they still use that, right? He said, well, you can get people to do anything with the use of fear, but it's not a filial fear, it's a diabolical fear, so they can control you, America. Going back to Douglas MacArthur, General Douglas MacArthur. said of the United States back in 1957, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency as they continuously etch away at changing the laws to policies. Folks, this is the dialect, okay? Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind the American government, folks. Just think about that. This was General Douglas MacArthur back in 1957. Hey, friends, who's assailing you? I just want to know, because what we're talking about right now are the warmongers. And who are the warmongers? The American politicians. As I shared with you just during the last segment, a foreign enemy could not have dreamed to get this far, folks, had they not had a bunch of Judases that you have settled to be your representatives of America that are selling you down in the river to a foreign enemy. And it's perfect judgment every step of the way. Let's talk about some more headlines across the United States of America just over the last week. A Marine Corps father banned from daughter's graduation. Now, why would a Marine Corps father be banned from his daughter's graduation? You ready for this? Following a lawsuit against school's Islamic indoctrination. Why are schools in this country beginning to teach the five pillars of Islam in American schools, folks? Why would a Marine who has served this country to maintain the freedoms in which we have by enforcing the laws against the crimes against concerning them that America you're tolerating today? But a Marine Corps father banned from daughter's graduation following lawsuit against a school. Against a school that is promoting the Islamic indoctrination in the United States of America. Folks, who's attacking you? Is this coming from the Middle East, or is this coming from your representatives that are advocating Islamic indoctrination into public schools? And then when it goes to court, the courts begin to, and the schools begin to, go after the one that is calling them out for their crimes. Folks, you're going to be hated for the truth. Remember this, friends. Love tells the truth. Hate does not. See, they hate being uncovered. Read John 15 when you get a moment. We have a brave soul online, Dave, calling in from Albuquerque. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
I'm good. Good. Good to be here. Thank you. Look, this is the first time listening to the broadcast, and I just really wanted to point out something that maybe not be so clear to everybody, and that's this. What we're facing isn't something typical. It's not one enemy. It's all of them. When I say that, I mean the military-industrial complex, the political
right.
system that we're being owned by, really. And the whole system itself globally is rallying together to control the population that's left after a major crisis, it looks like. I mean, that's what we're headed for, and it's terrifying. But we have to stand up as a people and understand that David, before Goliath, knew that God was going to deliver something better into his hands. So
amen.
I don't mean to get religious, because I don't know.
David.
No.
Slow up.
It's important.
No, just hold up a minute. Hey, hold up a second. Hold up a second.
Sure.
It's time
for
America to get their profession on. It's time for 78% of the country to walk out their Christianity.
Yes.
Amen?
That's good. Yes, amen. I like that. You know what? You're right. And you know what? God bless you. I mean, I come from a very secular mind state, so I really don't like pushing certain things at certain times, because I feel like maybe there's a huge number of, or demographic of people that just aren't open to the idea. But there is a switch occurring. It's very obvious, and you have to hop on. And we have to have faith. Repentance, of course, because there is something better that created all of this, and we're looking at this evil in the face. It's staring us down, and it's destroying us. And until we stand together as a country or as a people, as whatever you want to call it, fill in the blank, that is, until we do that, we are going to lose. But understanding that the common connection is God, is Jesus Christ, the idea of love, of liberty, that this country was founded on the very principles that made it great. And we're going back to that. I feel such a power and a vigor in a time like this. I'm so excited. You know, I don't agree that I disagree a little bit on politics as far as, you know, Donald Trump. I really have a lot. I really hope that he does something better. Am I going to say he's not controlled in some degree? Yes, sure. But I certainly can tell you this. If Clinton gets in the White House, it's terrifying. I can't. It's
can
terrifying.
I ask you something,
really,
David?
That's the best word I could.
David, how old are you? David, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Yep, that's exactly. Thank you for proving the point, my friend. I totally appreciate you. Thank you for your boldness. Hey, and don't you dare take off your Christian cap because someone might be offended by it, friends. Either we win or we lose.
Amen.
And the bottom line is for me and my house, by the grace of God, I ain't moving. And neither should you, David. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in. David from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I stand corrected. We had a young man calling in. Isn't it interesting when you look in Scripture, you can only find, when you look at David, he was but a youth. When you look at men that stood up for the kingdom of God, isn't it interesting how the Lord looked to the young people to do the biddings in so many different fronts? And here we have a young man saying we need to wake up. Folks, I'll tell you what the process is. We need a great awakening. Then we need an outpouring for a revival. And it's not going to come the other way around because America wants to be saved not from their sins. They want to be saved from their enemies that want to destroy their country so they can live in their sin. And until we read God's moral law and understand that's a reflection of what we have violated, that, by the way, defines Webster's 1828. Offend means anything that is or stands in contrast or antithetical to God's moral law. Read Exodus 20. When you get done reading that, realize that you have broken every one of them into 10,000 pieces, America, and let the Holy Ghost convict you of sin, righteousness, and judgment to bring about godly repentance, Isaiah 66:2, Psalm 51:17, and let it drive you and let Him drive you to the foot of the cross where you put your eyes on Jesus Christ who saves men from their sin, not in their sin, Matthew 1:21. But here we have a youth standing up and doing and responding in such a fashion. I have done 360 public high schools. How many colleges? I don't know. How many tea parties? I don't know. But I'm telling you, that's where it's at. Right there, David. It's taking a bold stand for the one that died for you. And I'll tell you what, I'll happily stand outside of the camp and bear the reproach along with you because me and my household and my family, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ here in any sense of the word. How could you be ashamed of veterans? You couldn't be. You honor and you live for what the veterans fought, bled, and died to give you. How about in the spiritual? He who died on Calvary and who bled Calvary for the sins and the propitiation of the sins of mankind globally. And He's there for all of us. I am not ashamed. And far be it from me to ever be ashamed. In Jesus' name. And for taking a stand for Jesus Christ, let it never be named here. Ever, ever, ever. Because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, my friend. We're called to be empowered to change the world, not for the world to change the church. Let's get this straight. Folks, we have been talking about dealing with the warmongers. We got hour two coming up on the other side. If you'd like to be a part of the show, I love hearing from you. 1-866-582-9933. David, you just got me lit up, my friend. Outside of the dump that I'm getting from the Holy Ghost, we're having church up in here, little brother. 1-866-582-9933. Hour two coming up, talking about deal with the warmongers, America. Especially all 78% of you professed Christians out there, get your Christ on. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.